Blog Talk Radio. Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with
Jessica,
my co-host, and we have had such a fun-filled week, haven't we?
We have. It has been another busy week.
As always, though, we say to Jessica,
you know,
weekend.
And we could say, oh, we didn't do anything. But we do stuff.
We're busy in our jobs and with your family and with my family, and we get busy. So things have been good.
Work has been busy. Actually, no, work has been kind of slow this week. So,
really?
Yeah, and I actually took a day off this week.
Tomorrow, I took the day off tomorrow, too. We're
going
to go just do something fun because I've been working a lot. As a matter of fact, I messed up my back. You know, I do a lot of hypnosis sessions. Mm-hmm. And in my office, I have a nice chair. But in the room where I do the hypnosis, I have, like, you know, one of these massage chairs, you know.
Right.
It's like a Brookstone chair on steroids.
And it's
like
the most
awesome,
wonderful,
right,
chair that you could ever imagine.
Well, the chair that I sit in is kind of uncomfortable. I mean, it's not uncomfortable when you sit there, but when you sit there for hours every day.
Right.
And I messed up my back, and so I was in so much pain today. I had to go to the chiropractor. I did not like that.
I need a professional massage.
I have had professional massages, and your soon to be daughter-in-law has really helped me with that.
Yes, I know.
Because she is a professional masseuse, she's a physical therapist now,
and she's a massage therapist.
Yes.
She's got all those things.
She's very good, but I messed up my back, and I went to my chiropractor, who's a wonderful guy, and I'm going to say his name because he's really great. Dr. Matt Herba, and he is top of the line, best of the best. And if you ever are in Winter Springs and you need some back work done, or you just want to get your spine aligned because it's an important thing to have done because it keeps everything going right, he's one of the best.
So he says. I know I went to him when I was having a little problem, and he is great. But, you know, they do those adjustments, snap, snap, and you're like, oh, my God, what did you just do to me?
Well, they have certain ways that, you know, because I actually checked into this. There's several ways that a chiropractor can do an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them is where they, you know, crack your neck, but there's something called an activator.
Yeah, which I found that weird.
I love that because there's no cracking. No one cracks.
There's no cracking, but
I
you just feel like you're being, like, punched in the back.
No, it's so light.
It hurts.
Well, no, was yours like a motorized one?
No.
Oh, no, it's just one little thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like it's like somebody hitting you with the end of a cane very lightly.
No, it hurt.
Well, it.
But probably it hurt me because,
yeah,
I mean, I had a pinched nerve, and I think that was part of it.
Let me tell you, when you go to a chiropractor and you haven't been to one, you have a lot of acidity built up.
Well, and I never have.
See, and it's kind of like the first time you go for a massage.
Right.
It's actually painful.
Right.
The very first time. Because they're going to hit tender spots because you have a lot of acidity built, and that they break that up. That's what
they
do.
There's actually a Groupon. You know what a Groupon
is?
Yeah,
I know. Yes. That guy's made millions, by the way.
Well, and let me tell you, there's a place locally here that has an hour-long Swedish massage for $35.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to get ourselves a Groupon.
I know.
By the way, the guy who started Groupon was on Matchmaker, Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was looking for a date. One of the dorkiest looking, I shouldn't say that. I mean, that's cruel.
That's
but,
so rude.
Well, okay, let me just put it to you this way. Yeah, I'm trying really hard to find something good to say.
You know what?
No.
Some people like that type.
He's not, I don't want to say dorky. Let me rephrase that. He was just so uncomfortable around females.
Oh, he was.
He went to lunch with this girl, and she went to just give him a kiss on the lip just once, and he scrunched his face up like he was smelling poop. And I thought, ooh, that's not that's not going to go well. So, yeah, but yeah, the guy's made millions. And Groupons are great.
I happen to, you know, subscribe to Groupon, and so every time there's a good deal, they send me an email, and I said, ooh, an hour-long Swedish massage for $35?
I just missed the ones for the Segways over in Cape Canaveral.
Really?
They had them for $35 for an hour.
What, is $35
like,
the price?
I think it was just for those because they were normally $70, $69.
Oh, that's a good deal.
So half price. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, let's do it. Sounds really good. We did something really cool last weekend. Do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. What did we do last weekend?
I can't believe you forgot.
What did we do? What did
ka-ching,
we do?
Ka-ching,
ka-ching. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's right.
Okay. All right. You know, we went back to...
People are going to think we have a gambling problem.
We're truly not. I mean, this is what, the third time we've ever been?
Yes.
Right? Okay. But we did go back to the dog races. Because you all have to remember, as we tell you, see, we don't front. We tell you people exactly what we do. We actually, it was Saturday. My kids were busy at band.
Yeah, my daughter was busy.
Your daughter was busy. And my husband was doing taxes. And I'm like, well, what do you want to? And you were like, well, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. And you're like, well, we could go to the dog track. Well, I guess, because see, we won every time we've been.
Yes,
so
we've been very lucky. Between the two of us, we're a good gambling team.
So we went to this place in Lockwood, and we had, like, we put $20 on.
Yes.
You took a 20, and I took it, and we said, when we lose the 20, we're done. And we each put in $3 a race. So this tells you we're not big gamblers. And we took $3 out of my pocket and $3 out of yours, and we bought our first, race, whatever, made our first bets, and we won. And then we never took another dime out of our pocket. And we would win and win, and we lost a couple, and then we'd win and win. And we were in, like, the 12th race, and we were down to just $5.
Yes. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to be done. We're going to have to go into our own money.
Well, actually, we had decided we were going to leave, didn't
yes.
we? We said, well, we don't, you know, we had fun. We had lunch.
Well, there were only maybe 4 races left.
Yeah, and we said, we don't really, you know, there's a good day we didn't lose, and it was probably just the lesson we need to learn never to come back.
Yeah, well.
Well, and then we decided, well, we'll just bet the last $5, and we got up to the window, and we thought, how about a trifecta?
Which we really haven't tried because it costs more money and your chances of winning are so much less.
Yeah, exactly. And so we went in and we said we'd like a, I don't know, 247 trifecta and box. So we each had to put in another 50 cents.
Yeah.
So we were actually out 50 cents and we were sitting there and we were chatting and all of a sudden you go, and they won.
They won. We're screaming.
Yeah,
I don't think you realized we were screaming.
I didn't realize we screamed because the lady, when we went to cash in the ticket all the way around the corner in the other room, said, I knew you won. And you said, how'd you know? And she said, I heard you. So we did. We got a little excited, and we won $372.
I know.
So that was
I was
fun.
So excited. I don't ever win money like that.
No, don't say that. Say, I should always
win. I rarely.
Win, now I will. Now you got to bring it to you. Say, now I'm always
I'm going to win the lottery
tonight. Yes, I always say I'm going to win, and I will win, and I do win.
And you do.
You have to say it all the time. You have to say, I will win. I'm going to win. It's coming to me, and it does.
Okay.
It's you got to know you will. I mean, if you want your daughter to – your daughter's thinking about possibly becoming a counselor, right? Okay. Do you want her to say, well, maybe I can, or do you want her to say, I know I can?
Oh, absolutely. But that's an achievable goal. Winning the lottery, is that
an achievable goal? Of course it is. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Absolutely. I say yes.
Okay.
Yes to winning the
Even
lottery.
Even though the odds of getting struck by lightning are greater than winning the lottery.
Okay. Now, see, you're putting a little burn on my... my happiness float here, okay? I think anyone can win the lottery, and I think the people who know they will.
And I have told you for a long time that I felt
gonna
like
win.
I was going to win.
Oh, I know. I rode that coattail and told you, well, in that case, then you got to give me some because I'm all for that.
Well, hey, I'm willing to share.
I know you are, and that's the funny part is if we win, we both win because, you know, we'll both share.
Oh,
so we'll
yeah,
both
absolutely.
Do very, very well. In the meantime, we have lots of callers on the line, and I know LaQuaque is going to be a little bit late tonight getting into the switchboard. So we're going to try and do something that we have not done successfully in the past.
Oh,
no. We're going to give it a big old college try here, and we're going to try and screen our own calls. So I do not know the people's name in advance, so I will just call out the first 3 digits, not of your zip code or of your
area code,
but of your phone number.
Oh, okay.
So the person who has 741 in the beginning of their phone number, you are now live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I think
well,
you got multiple
pretty good.
People there.
I was.
It sounds like I do have more than one person.
I was just hoping you could take a look at a lady named Barbara.
A lady named Barbara. I'd be happy to take a look at a lady named Barbara. Where are you calling in from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Ooh, that's a big ways away. And I like Nebraska. Now, the one thing I want to tell you is a lady named Barbara. How long have you known Barbara?
Right at 6 months.
Okay. This is the one thing I'm going to get. I'm telling you, did Barbara come out of a relationship?
a while back, and it's really hard for her to be committed to a new relationship?
Yes, about 2 years ago, came out of a very abusive marriage and is scared to death of making a commitment that could lead to more abuse or be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Because what I'm getting with Barbara is it's kind of like, and please, my analogies sometimes can be, I don't mean for them ever to be rude, but it's just how it's shown to me. It's like a horse that's galloping and suddenly, you know, stops short. You know how it digs in and the legs go almost straight out, and that's what I see with her. And the reason I I'm seeing is because what's gone on in her past. So she is got all the barriers up when it comes to truly opening up. And I heard a wonderful saying the other day, which I've completely forgotten. It has to do with opening your heart up. And it was so good I wanted to remember it because I think it was the truest saying I've ever heard. But the fact is, if she doesn't open up her heart, she's going to risk losing a great guy. That would be you. And I see that you've been taking it slow with her. I mean, it's not like you've been forcing her in any way, shape, or form. And I think that's been a very good thing. Is that correct?
Pretty much. I just drop subtle hints on what I'm looking for to reassure that I'm not playing games or just trying to use her and stay steady. And she'd come forward hard and then do a little pullback. And then all of a sudden we kind of reached more of a commitment stage. She made her commitments and just that quick ran.
Yeah, just that quick ran. You know, again, a lot of times people who are afraid of commitment and afraid of falling into the same routine and afraid of getting hurt, they have this tendency to, as soon as they get close and you realize that they're getting close, and they realize they're getting close, they immediately pull back because it scares them. So just at the point where you think things are getting ready to take off, they suddenly go flat and you have no idea why.
Well, that's kind of what she did. She actually was making the commitment. She was going to be here. We were moving forward. Things would be great. And I noticed every time the love word come up, she could say it. But usually I could expect within the next anywhere from 15 minutes to 3 hours, the pullback goodbye letter or whatever you want to call it, that she'd usually follow right back around. But this time she isn't coming around so easily. She's pushing back harder.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a tendency to want to be the hero in the relationship sometimes?
Kind of, yes.
Because I sense that. And I also sense that there are times you do more for her than she even wants you to do.
I don't really know, other than being steady and trying to be that best friend person I could be. It was kind of the other way around. She was always coming in being the helpful one. All the little things that, always very attentive to all the little things, little details, and then worried that she'd done right or not, where I could see the abuse, past abuse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Little
that's behavior of someone, the pleaser, right?
Almost. She would try hard to please and then get panicky, like, is it good enough? Did I do it right? Are you happy? Are you mad? With that deer in the headlight eyes look, like a little kid almost, waiting to be slapped or praised.
That's because she has the pleaser mentality, and she feels like she's still stuck in that mode, let me tell you. And there, I'm gonna share this with you. You can deny it if you want, but you've done something that's frightened her, something that she felt that you manhandled. I don't mean that you hit her. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. But you've done something that made her feel like you were trying to take control. Do you know what that is?
Not really, no. She told me, she threw that at me, that I was kind of controlling. And then I said, Barbara, really, how am I? I don't realize it if I am. And she said, no, you're really not. But then again, a week or so later, she threw it back out at me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see. The messages that I'm getting here is that she felt that you were following a cycle for her. You were this, perhaps, could be the same kind of guy that she's been with in the past and unsuccessfully. So what I'm going to say to you is that what I'm getting is that she feels that you tried to control the situation. And the reason why I asked if you were the hero mentality, because I do see you don't see it as controlling or manipulating at all. You see it as trying to help her, trying to motivate her, trying to get things done. But someone who's been through the extreme abuse that she's been through, she doesn't see it that way. And so I'm assuming you want to know what the outcome is going to be of this.
Yes, I'd like to know if she will relax and we will move forward, because it's a wonderful relationship when things are going. And we both want the same things. I came out of a similar marriage with the mental abuse, the continual backstabbing and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
yeah.
Put downs and everything else, and just tolerated it. And that's what she described hers as, only hers had the overtone of physical if she did stand up for herself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will tell you this. The best way to be able to show her that you're willing to not only openly communicate with her, but also not to control her actions, is to totally step back and give her a chance to make decisions and fall flat on her face. Because are you older than her?
No, actually, I'm 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day younger.
Why do I feel like you have more life experience than her?
She was in a confined marriage where she traveled around a lot growing up, and maybe more experience that way, but she spent 12 years basically as a prisoner.
Okay, yeah.
In a rundown, shabby house that financially, physically, and emotionally abused. Wasn't given money, wasn't given a car, just kind of isolated.
Wow. That's really awful. What I will tell you is that I feel like as far as life experiences and wisdom, you do have more than her. So my suggestion to you is to allow her to make some mistakes. Don't tell her I told you so. I do see her coming back around, but you've got to stop trying to be so helpful and allow her to make some mistakes. The best way sometimes to be a hero in a situation like you're in is just to be there to help, you know, pat down the feathers after they've been ruffled because she failed at something or maybe didn't go at it the right way. That way you're just comforting and consoling, and you're not, in her eyes, manipulating the situation, because her radar is so high for that right now that even though you do mean well, she's not going to see it that way.
She has a roommate, male roommate, that's totally infatuated with her to the point of fatal attraction.
Mm.
And he flat out warned me I would never have her if she was going to be his someday. And she maintains there's no romantic interest.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing a lot to help erode that trust or feed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes I feel he even had some, maybe he was part of the problem in her marriage as well, some of his interference.
I wouldn't doubt that he's done everything he can to throw a wrench in the works, but if there's no interest for her to him, which I'm seeing there's absolutely less than zero, you have nothing to worry about on that front. But does that mean...
Never was, but he always tried to make it appear that I was trying to beat him up or have people beat him up or scare him off, and it's kind of like, I'm not threatened by you, and if she really wants you, I'll step back.
Right. And but that's not, she doesn't want him. I'm telling you, she doesn't want him. That is not the case. So I don't think you have to worry.
Now, will she come back around?
Will she come back around? She will come back around, but you have to be very low-key. In other words, you don't want to go in there and feel like you're forcing her.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't aggressively go after her right now. You cannot.
She cut communication, basically. She said she won't call me anymore. She's got to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm welcome to call her, but she keeps that short, and I don't do it often, and now it's almost acting like she's mad, because she always would say, I call you all the time. I'll call you as much as you call me from this point on. And then when I did start calling more often, then she cut it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that I do see it coming full circle. She's not ready for this now, and she's been scared, and she's going to make sure that she doesn't fall back into the same routine again. So my suggestion to you is, for the time being, back off, take it easy,
Okay. Take
it one day at a time, and no matter what, do not make her feel like you're stalking her, because you will drive her away permanently.
Oh, that I haven't. I've been accused of doing that too, and it's like I don't know how I can be. I don't go anywhere but work and home, and
right.
once in a while go visit my parents. I tried to avoid that just because of the insulate or the roommate problem. I try to stay clear away.
Yeah, yeah. That I totally understand that. And let me ask you a question I'm not quite sure about. Where does the child come in?
She has an 18-year-old daughter.
Yes. Okay, that's it's because
and her
I
and
see
the daughter
it coming for
are
her.
Super, super, super close because they were all they had while they were isolated.
Mm-hmm. And she somehow has some control over this.
Yes, and her roommate warned me of that too because he said, all else fails, I just have to turn the daughter against you and you're done.
Hmm. He sounds like a real winner.
He looks like one too.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Let me
ask you a question. Don't take this the wrong way. Are there intimacy issues between you and her?
Yes and no. I think I was maybe a little more reserved or hesitant because I was starting to get kind of gun-shy as far as where things would go every time the intimacy happened.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm also
If I got too close, she ran. So it got to be a point where it was really, what do I do?
Well, what I feel is that she was kind of looking for something to happen. You know what I'm talking about. And
it did.
Well, but not
that
as often as she would have liked.
And,
I'm sensing that she felt that there should have been, and I'm not saying that it wasn't a good experience on the occasion that it did happen, but what I'm saying is she felt that there was somehow a lack of interest on your part.
She always kind of would tell me that, and I don't know why, because then she'd turn around and she'd say, you know, you can touch me in ways, just rubbing my neck or whatever, that can make me feel like nobody ever has been able to do.
Which is a wonderful thing to say. But what that means sometimes is, you know, she's looking for that. If just touching her neck made her feel closer to you, I think she was looking for the whole enchilada. That's probably a bad analogy. Let me try rephrasing that. I didn't mean it that
well,
way. But you know what?
That's okay. I won't.
Thank you for not saying anything else there. But what I'm saying to you is she is looking for more. So when she does come back around, and she will, and you will have an opportunity with her again, let her know that you don't have any issues in that area. Because you're trying to be the protector, but she's perceiving it as a lack of interest or maybe an inability, and you don't want that to happen.
That's kind of what I've told her. It's, I guess, Midwest farm ranch upbringing. The men are supposed to be the protectors and providers.
Exactly. And you're, what, about 50, 52?
45.
45. I'm sorry. You have you're much wiser. See, that's why I say you've got more wisdom. I'm feeling somebody who's wiser, much wiser than that. And that's a good thing.
Cousins were all older. And I was on the bigger side, or about their same size, even though they were anywhere from 3 to 6 years older. So I was expected to keep up and work beside them. And I guess I ended up 5 years older.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Are you in love with her?
Oh, definitely. She, first time we ever met, we met in a park. It was a real nice evening, and she is just so relaxing and easy to talk to, and I told her exactly right up front what I was hoping to find, and she's looking for the same equal partners.
Yeah.
Take on the challenges, and I do have to watch. I will jump ahead.
Mm-hmm. I understand, because she seemed like your perfect ideal of a woman, and I'm not saying she's not. She wants certain things, and she does want you to be a gentleman, but at times she doesn't want you to be a gentleman. And that's just something you're going to have to kind of sit down with her and let her know, and then tell her to communicate with you what she really wants. And if she does communicate it, and I think she will, I think there won't be any questions in what direction this relationship can go in. And I really think it can, it can move forward. I really
and what,
do.
What you're saying makes so much sense because her roommate had convinced her that I was in some kind of a conspiracy just to harm her, or to play with her, or use her, distract her.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know
that what you're telling me about her fears
makes sense. Yeah. So now you know where her head's at. That'll help you a lot in the relationship. And I do see good things coming out of it. And if for some reason you decide to move on, there are lots of single women that call into this show.
I've thought about it, but it's hard to leave her behind. She really, from the time I met her, she hung in the mind. And when we're together, it's incredible. We talk, we laugh, and time flies, and all the same goals are all there. It's just getting to that point.
I'm really teasing with you about that. I know that when your heart is set on that one person, sometimes you just, and I've said this so many times, you have to sit back. And again, you know, anyone pursued runs away. That's a simple fact. So back off.
Yeah.
And the more you back off, guess what? She'll start coming to you because this roommate that she's with is the ultimate in controlling, and that's not going to change.
Oh, I can tell that from she wanted him to meet me so he could see if I was all right and understand who she was seeing. And
mm-hmm.
I think he wanted to meet me to size up what he needed to do to intimidate and create chaos, but I got that from the first impression.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He jumped out
of
his pickup, and the first thing he says was, I've loved her for 12 years. Nobody will have her but me, and I've got to get rid of you.
Mm.
And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who you think you are, but
you're
not the one that decides that.
I truly feel very strongly that there's probably a little more to this, too, but for the time being, because we have to take some other callers, I will tell you that I feel very strongly that that you need to back off for a little bit and let her come to you, okay?
That I have. I have.
Listen, we will pray for you. And you're doing the right thing.
I had spoke to you last spring, and I've been hoping to get ahead far enough I can book some time to talk to you again. Cause
I'd love that. I'd love that. You spoke to me about a year ago?
Back in around probably March, April, somewhere in there.
Okay,
about another lady. And you'd told me there would be another one coming along, and she definitely did.
It sounds like it, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So now you know where her head's at, so that'll be a little easier to make this work, okay?
Okay, and her head and heart is with me, actually?
They are, but she just has those brakes on. Like I said, she's like a horse pulling up to a full stop from a gallop. That's how it works.
She looked right at me, sat down on my lap, made me the commitment she was going to be there, and it took about a week and a half, and she was running hard.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. She got scared. She just got scared. So be very careful with the roommate. Don't trust him. And I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. You have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for calling in.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's tough. You know, it's tough when people have been in an abusive relationship and then they get into another relationship, and the closer they get, the more fearful they get, and they end up messing up the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, it's scary. It's scary putting your heart out there again, and especially if you've been, you know, hurt and abused like that.
It's
got to be
tough. It's
tough.
Really tough.
That's why, you know, I think people, when they go through a really bad divorce, they need to go to counseling just to get their heads back on straight.
Right, exactly. And also to find out if they're in a cycle. And if they're in a cycle of making wrong choices, they're likely to repeat those wrong choices, you know. And so they need to find out how they can start making different decisions to better their life so they don't follow the same figure eight their entire life. Because
quite obviously that the woman he was talking of is terrified of making the same mistake again.
Well, she is, but worse, now she's seeing her roommate as a non-threat.
Which he sounds like a,
he's a
real
major
problem.
Threat.
Yeah.
He's a major threat, but you see, she views him as a non-threat because she's not dating him.
Right.
So in her mind, he's not controlling her, which is even worse because he is controlling her, but she doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
So it's tough. This is going to take time, just some time, and time is on his side, and if he waits a little bit, our friend from Nebraska should do pretty well. So this song goes out to you, Only Time by Anya.
A personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know what? We forgot to mention our email readings.
Our email readings.
Yeah.
Oh, our email readings.
Our email readings.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a thing where if you send in your email address to us, you get put into the
drawing. The VAT-O
email. The VAT-O email, which
I'm
is a huge VAT of
off
email.
Off base tonight.
I know. It's okay. Listen, I'm the one who had to take the muscle relaxer. I should be off. No, we have a VAT of emails, and whenever you put your name in, you go to the site, www.drginny.com, and you click the Contact Me page and put your little information in there, like your email address, and say, enter me in the drawing, and every Wednesday night, during our live show, we will pick a person who will be then get a call from us, and they will receive a free 30-minute email or a free 30-minute phone reading with me,
right,
a private one, and at their convenience. So folks, send those in, because we'll be doing the drawing in just a little bit. There is a young woman by the name of Karen D., who's in the chat room, who asked a question. And, yes, I am taking questions in the chat room as well, which we all know Susie Q is our chat room mom, and she's been in there since the very beginning tonight doing an awesome job. So thank you so much, Susie. We really appreciate it. Karen, let me tell you the answer to your question. The question is, you'd like to know how things will go in your court action, and you think that it is in the final step. And I'm going to tell you, I'm getting a strong yes to the positive with a slight vibration, which means yeah. I think it's going to go well. I don't think you're going to get quite what you're wanting, but you're going to get more than how do I put this? You're not going to get exactly what you wanted, but you are going to get, and what you're going to get is going to be good, and you're going to be happy with this, and everything's going to go okay. So I hope that's helpful to you. And I hope that answers your question. Yay, that was good.
Okay, that's,
you know,
a nice answer.
I heard something on the news today. You know, we're all watching Dancing with the Stars, right? Because we know who's on. You're not watching Dancing with the Stars?
No.
How can you not watch Dancing with the Stars?
Chaz Bono is on.
If that's not a guy, I don't know what is. He's so butch. He's a guy. He looks great. You know, as a guy.
Is he all guy now?
I think he is.
Because I know they were doing the whole, you know, changing
procedure. I don't know what his status is, but he just looks so comfortable in the skin that he's in as the person that he is.
Right.
And it just feels right. So I'm happy for him. Good
for
him.
Oh, sure.
You know,
How is he as
anyone.
A dancer?
Surprisingly much better than I thought he
really?
Was. And Nancy Grace. Now, we all know that I'm not a huge fan of Nancy Grace. Because she can be so harsh. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be right, and it's one thing to ask pointed questions, but it's another thing to do it in a mean way.
Yeah.
And
she's not one of my biggest.
She's not, but she did pretty good. I expected her to be absolutely horrible. She did good. I like Ricky Lake. I liked her from way back.
Oh, Ricky Lake's on.
Yes, she's on. And
is she still skinny?
She's put on a little bit, but you know, she had a very, very thin phase for a very short time. She always had just a little bit, but she looks great and healthy.
I haven't seen her in forever.
You know, and they have a gentleman on there who apparently was his face was he had third-degree burns all over his body.
Oh my gosh!
And he only has one ear, and he's awesome.
Who is that?
I forget his name. Oh, I think it's Tim something, but he's so awesome.
Was he a star?
He is now on a soap opera during the day, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And he was awesome. And he was just, she was in Hairspray. Thank you, Daniel Rivers. Ricky Lake was
right.
The original girl from Hairspray. And so this guy was on. And then you know who was on? The guy that was married to Courtney Cox is still married to Courtney
David
Cox.
Arquette.
David Arquette was on. And he did great. He looked wonderful.
Really?
Yeah, and she was there with her daughter, Coco. And it was so cute.
Well, I guess they're supportive.
Very supportive, and I was happy to see it. So I thought it was a good show.
Apparently, I missed it.
It brought up this conversation, don't ask me why, of men that wear toupees. Now, I personally think that
where does that come from?
I don't know. Well, because my husband and I were watching it.
Did somebody have on a toupee?
I won't say. All I'm going to say, the mention of toupees came up,
uh-huh.
And we started discussing it. And then, because they were doing the ads, we also were, you know, Charlie Sheen, you know, the Two and a Half Men.
Well, and that's what I think I watched was the Rose.
Right. So we were somehow we were going back and forth, and I said to my husband, I said, you know, that he's wearing a piece, and he said, no, he's not. I said, no, he absolutely is.
Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen wears a full. Yeah, he absolutely. Yeah.
And it looks good.
It looks very good. You know who else wears it?
Who?
Famous people that you probably don't
know. Well, the only one that
know.
I can think of is Ted Danson.
Yes, he did. He does.
Yeah.
He did and does, absolutely. There are a couple who you may have suspected, and one that I'm still not sure of.
Oh, who?
But, okay, you know the guy Brock on Reba?
Oh, he doesn't wear a hairpiece.
I'm not so sure. Actually, it was all over the net that say that he is, but then others say he's not.
I don't
not.
Believe that.
I don't know. It could
Looks
be a rumor.
Looks too natural.
You know, Marv Albert, he was that weird guy who, well, that's another story, but he wears a piece totally.
Well, yeah, that's quite obvious.
Pat Boone wears a piece. Is he even still alive? Charlton Heston, of course, wears a piece. Did you know that?
Yeah, that I would not have been
Sam Donaldson. And these are people
Sean
that have been
Connery.
Around.
Sean Connery
wears a piece. Get this, and I was shocked when I, because this I would never, ever have guessed.
Who?
Chuck Norris.
No way.
Yeah,
Chuck Norris. Really?
Yeah. Totally all fake. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How about that? This is going to throw you, because I was shocked on this one.
What?
Jeremy Piven from Entourage.
I knew that.
I didn't know
that. I knew
that
because I've seen him without it.
Oh, well, that's easy. And then one I think a lot of people know, the Sock It To Me, Burt Reynolds, former paramour of Judy Carnes.
This is so fake looking.
Yeah, well, it is. But how about this? Well, we know William Shatner.
Yeah.
Total rug. Because, you know, Weird Al Yankovic made a song up about eBay, and it was William Shatner's old toupee. I know, right? How about this one? Rock and roll frontman and former radio show host David Lee Roth. Yes. I thought that was... Now, this guy...
Well,
this,
what about the guy from Poison, the one that did the Rock of Love?
Oh, you mean the guy that I love? Who
yes.
Did, who
he...
Has a,
where's that thing on his head?
Okay, I have to.
He's
believe
got to.
It's
got to
be a tube. I'm not sure. You know.
Well,
now,
it's not even a tube. It's just a.
It's a wig.
It's like a handkerchief on his head.
Well, he wears a handkerchief to cover the line.
Right.
And I think now I don't want to say it, but they wouldn't shoot any pictures of him in the hospital without it. And you got to think when you're just about nearly dead, the last thing you're worrying about is having a bandana on your head.
Yeah.
That kind of gave it away a little bit. So I'm not going to say
it. Because you would wear it sometimes or not.
Or not, right, exactly. I mean, you just don't know. Get a load of this one. Famed record producer and possible murderer, Phil Spector. You remember that guy?
Oh, really?
Total wig. And that hair was so bizarre and awful, I can't imagine somebody paying to put that on their head. What the heck is that about? I mean, I just don't get that, you know? Just don't get that. Of course, Rip Taylor, you know, or I call him Rip Torn. You know,
he's
Rip
not
Torn.
Alive anymore, is he?
Yes, he is. I just saw him the other day throwing confetti somewhere.
Really?
And then, of course, my favorite, because I love him so much.
Oh.
John Travolta.
Oh, well, that I
knew.
And he shaves his head now.
Does he really? Well, why not? You know, and this is what I'm going to say. Now, I know I mentioned all men, and the reason why I did that is because I tried to do research on females, but there's really very little out there.
Well, the problem is a lot of women wear wigs and
hair
pieces,
and
hair
pieces,
even if
and
they have hair.
Extensions, and they want to add more volume
right.
to their hair. So if you ever watched that show Flipping Out with Jeff Lewis and his secretary, she has tons of hair pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But there is one very famous person that everyone will know, and I hope nobody gets mad at me for saying this, who we all know wears a wig.
Who?
According to the Internet, allegedly, Oprah Winfrey always wears a piece.
Really?
And, I'm kind of surprised. Because, I mean, there are times, you know, I knew there was a piece, but other times I really thought it was her own hair.
Interesting.
And, again, allegedly she has just mentioned this just before her show ended, again, allegedly, so I have to say this, that she suffers from trichotillomania.
What is that?
Which is an impulse control disorder, and it's a compulsive urge to pull out your hair.
Oh, wow.
Which will lead to hair loss. And it's very, very, it's a chronic thing, and it's very difficult to treat.
Uh-huh.
It usually comes between the ages 19 and 13. Oddly enough, females, 1.5%, males, 3.4. Or no, I said that backwards. 3.4% were the females, and it was a 1.5 or males. And do you know who has that as well?
Who?
And again, this is allegedly. This came off the Internet. I tried to check
the
source.
See, that's
the
problem,
but,
trying to get real facts.
Well, and supposedly she announced it on her show. She finally admitted that
does
have that issue. And I'd like to see that to get it verified. So, you know, again, this is allegedly. But Kathy Griffin, you know I love Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
And
she has the same thing?
Well, no, she doesn't. But the guy that works for her, he has no eyebrows. And he's like the weirdest one because he's always pulling his eyebrows
pulls them
out.
Out.
Yeah. Everybody has issues. And that happens to be, you know, there are a lot of people that you see every day on the street or that you work with or that you're friends with or that you're that's in your family. You don't see their issues, but they have them.
Well, I know one of my daughter's friends had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was having a baby, mm-hmm. and I think they thought it was an emotional thing because, you know, she was older and her mother was having a baby, and she did. She started, I mean, her hair was so thin.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
I think I know who that is.
Yeah, but, I mean, now...
She's great.
Know, she's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if that was just that time period or if it was that disease.
See, that's really awesome, and I think that's really, I think it's wonderful that she was able to overcome it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a very, very difficult thing to overcome. The other thing that that I want to say is that just because somebody has a condition, it doesn't make them weird or a freak or anything like that. It just makes them have an issue that you can visibly see, like
right.
something like that. Folks, we all have issues, so don't ever look down on somebody like that. Just feel sorry because maybe their issue is visible
yeah.
and everyone
and
else's
sure
is not.
They don't want to be experiencing that.
Amen. I mean, you know, nobody wants to have people view their issues, you know,
right.
or control issues or phobias or whatever. Well, I'll tell you what, we should take another caller because we have so many on the line. You know, I never even announced the call-in number. I just realized that.
Well, they obviously are figuring it out.
They obviously have. By the way, folks, the call-in number is 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. I hope you've been enjoying the show. We're going to go ahead and take another caller now. I believe we have Robbie on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hi, Robbie. Did I pronounce that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from? I think you're calling in, is it Maine?
No, Alabama.
Alabama. Why was I thinking Maine?
You were like
oh,
states
Maine is
apart.
207, that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
I was looking at your area code.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you tonight, Robbie?
Well, I have a relationship problem, and it was almost just like the gentleman that was on earlier. It's kind of we get close and he pulls away and there's a third party that interferes and I keep trying to say, well, I'm just going to walk away, but then I keep praying and praying and praying that God will show me, but I just keep coming back and I just want to know if you can clarify what's happening here.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like God's just telling me to give it time, but I get hurt so often.
Well, and it's always hard when we have to wait for God's time on things because, you know, it is God's time, and God has all the time in the world. You know, we're down here on earth, and our time's a little limited, and sometimes we feel that old clock ticking, and we're saying we don't really have the time, right? So we kind of want to get this moving. what I can tell you is, and this happens every week, and I mention it every week, we always seem to have a common thread that does go through our callers, and I call it divine timing. I think sometimes people are led to the show or to be able to get their call answered because of that. And I'm trying to get a sense for this gentleman that you spoke of. And what I will tell you is this. His hesitation has something to do with financial reasons. Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, they're having some job problems where he works now and talking about layoffs, but he calls our relationship is just friends, and he says that's all it'll ever be.
Mm-hmm.
But I help him sometimes financially with
mm-hmm.
things, and I always volunteer, he never ask.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what it could be, or he doesn't want me to?
They're showing me that there's a financial issue at hand, and I don't
mm-hmm.
think the financial issue so much is with him having struggles. What I'm going to tell you, and this is just going to be straight up, because I don't know any other way to say it. You want to know if you're going to have a committed relationship with him in the future that goes beyond friends, correct?
Right.
Okay. Here's the thing with him. I do not feel that they're going to, I don't feel that that's going to grow into anything more than what it is. Now, will he always be your friend? Sure, he's always going to be your friend. But the one thing that you need to know and you need to understand is that he is not in the position to be in a committed relationship with anybody right now. Not even close. And I feel that, you know, it's great that you give him money. I think it's nice. I think it's considerate. But what I would suggest to you is you can't hold on to him by using your purse strings, and you know what I mean, and I don't mean that in a harsh way. You know what I'm talking about? Because you,
yes,
you feel closer to him when you do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so by doing that, you also know that, that in some small way, he will be beholden to you. Am I right?
What do you mean by beholden?
Well, but it means he'll kind of feel like he owes you a little bit, and I know you don't expect anything from it, but there is still a small part of you that thinks when you do help him out, that means he'll always be your friend at the very least. And I feel like you feel that right now in your life. If he wasn't in your life, there would be such a huge void, and you're not sure you could handle that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I know. What I'm going to say to you is it's okay to continue to be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be there for him. I would suggest that also in the meantime, since you don't see each other that often, do you?
No, it's mostly telephone time.
Mm-hmm. Can I suggest to you that you make a gigantic effort to get out and meet some people so that they can have a chance to see how wonderful you truly are as a person, and you can expand your social circle? It's something I say a lot here on the radio, and I just had somebody do it the other day. They went on meetup.com, found a group, went to it, had a great time, wrote me about it, told me they had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing you want to do. Have
okay.
you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know. Yeah. I know. It's hard to
I
think
had
of
a friend fix me up on a date, but I always felt like I was not fair to that person because my heart wasn't in it, and so I've decided not to date for now until I can get myself free of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get free of him if he keeps calling. He calls me a lot, and I've stopped calling him, but he still calls me at least. He called last night and talked for over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me Saturday to tell me he was going out with this other third party. He was going to take off work and go somewhere with her, and which he would never do for me. And why did he call and tell me that? Just to hurt me?
I think he's just being frank and honest with you. He's letting you know that the relationship that you have with him will never go beyond what it is. And he's letting you know that. He's being honest.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you can't have any contact with him because it hurts too much, well, then you have to let him know that, because you have to let him know how you feel. But I've got to be honest with you. I think that you need to, and I don't often say this, but I'm going to say it to you. I think you need to plan B before you get rid of plan A. So let him continually call you, because it helps you. It helps your self-confidence in a way, a different way than probably most people understand, but it helps you. And you won't feel that huge whole. And
mm-hmm.
in the meantime, start socializing, start meeting people, start going out. And if you do that, I can promise you that you can segue into another relationship with someone who really, 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 really cares about you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that's what I see in the cards for you. And I see if you just keep your faith, and you'll do very well. Why am I saying that you're not eating real well? What's going on with that?
I haven't had much of an appetite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. They're telling me that you've got to, and when you do eat, it has to be healthy. But you've got to really work on that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You've got to work on that, because that's going to help your mood. You won't feel so down. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You need to get some good, healthy food into your system on a daily basis, and some fluids on a daily basis as well, okay?
Okay.
Promise me you'll do that.
I promise.
Okay. All right. All right, so you're not going to break it off with him yet, because I feel like if you should or you do, that might leave a big gap for you, and you're just not ready for that. Better you leave him where he is and let him call on occasion. And in the meantime, you start going out and you start socializing and you open up your social circle, and I guarantee you, you're going to meet a guy. Okay?
Okay. All right. I look forward to it.
I do, too. And you call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a hard one, huh? When you're really caring for somebody and they're just not responding the way you would hope that they would or could or should, that makes it hard.
Well, it sounds like he wants to continue the friendship.
Well, yeah, exactly, and that's the problem. He wants to. It's a little bit selfish, you know. Let's be honest.
Well, it is, because he obviously knows how she feels about
him,
and he continues to call her and let her know what he's doing. That's hurtful.
Right, exactly, and the truth is, you know what? She doesn't need to wait for him because she does have an outlet and people that she can be with, and I think she needs to just go out there and
tell him what she's doing.
And yeah, and you know what? It's funny. Again, people pursued run away, so she should not pursue him. She should just kind of let it go. If he wants to call on occasion, let him call. That's fine. But I think in the end, what she'll find is that
she'll meet somebody out there who really cares about her.
Really cares, yeah. And you know what? I sense that she did have somebody in the past, I sense that. Let's just put it this way: there's another person out there that she can love even more than this individual. It's just that he's safe for her. And this is what she doesn't realize. He's safe, so that's why she's latched on to him so strong. I know she has a good time and enjoys speaking with him a lot, but there's a real live guy who can go out with her on a lot of dates and have a really great time, and she's just got to give herself the chance to do that. So I hope, Robbie, you'll do that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. That was, you know who that was.
Oh,
Eric.
You said that really fast. Like a tongue twister.
Christian Psychic Cafe, you're back.
The Christian Psychic Cafe.
You know why? Because I still stumble over that. I don't know why.
You said it like a tongue twister. Say it three times.
The Christian Psychic, blah, blah. Christian Psychic Cafe, Christian Psychic Cafe, Christian Psychic Cafe. I did it.
Very
okay.
Good.
That was Eric Clapton, you know, Tears from Heaven.
I find that song so depressing.
You know, you said that, and I was thinking about it, and I probably shouldn't have played it because I don't want people to cry. That would be sad. I would feel terrible. I don't want people to cry. It's not such a sad song if you look at it in the right way. It's a man who has a great belief in God and that his son went to heaven, and I think that's awesome.
It's just the whole, it's slow.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You know what? I'll play something.
I have so many songs that I don't like.
I'm going to play something else after this that you all are going to love. But in the meantime, I want to take Sheena from New Jersey, I believe. Hi, Sheena.
Hi. How are you doing, Jenny and Jessica?
How are you doing?
I'm great. I just want to tell you, I called you about 4 weeks ago, and I asked you about a job, and you said, I don't see it coming through until the end of September, and I just wanted to tell you, you were right. It came through. I was offered the position yesterday.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes. What I wanted to also ask is that this job has been brutal. Besides the waiting period, the interview process has been long, about 6 hours and so many weeks between. And now the job is asking for so many things, like credit check, background check, and W-2 forms, which is fine. My credit's okay. But I just wanted to know, what's the energy you feel around this job? Do you feel like this would be a good place to be? And
let me take a look here. I love that question. Because energies is something I pick up on so well. So give me one second here. I'm kind of revving up the energy wheel, so to speak. Okay, so do I think that this is the right direction for you to go in? Yes. Yes. When I say yes to the positive with vibration, that means not just yes, it's heck yeah, this is going to be good for you. And I see that this is, you know, believe it or not, you're going to be viewed in this job respected, but you're also going to be seen as a kind person, which is important, okay? And I'm also being shown that as you get into this job, okay, you might feel a little overwhelmed in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? But remember,
mm-hmm.
Practice makes perfect, and you're going to do fine. That's the other message I'm getting. Sheena, are you married?
I'm not married.
Are you in a committed group? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say yeah, because that's a hopeful. I'm definitely getting married, though.
Okay, because I see that. That's what I mean, I see marriage like, yeah, right there. So, you know, I just assumed that was coming up and you knew it. But, you know, sometimes you say that to people, and they say, I'm not even dating anyone. But it's,
I'm not,
right there, it's right there. So, good. Okay, so you know that's going in the right direction, too. And there's one other thing I'm going to do. This is like a real good reading because it's high energy. The energy around the job is great. I feel really positive about it. All that's really good. Where is this forgiveness thing coming from? Who has to forgive who?
Probably at my last job, there was a lot of feelings because I felt like I was a little abused. But I've been working a lot on just releasing and letting it go and trying to figure
good
out the
girl.
Lessons I've learned from it. Yeah.
Good girl, good girl. Because that's one of the things the angels are pointing out to me is that you've got to do the forgiveness thing, and it doesn't. You know, I've said this all the time. It doesn't mean that you have to forgive per se, but you have to agree that you can't change anything about what happened in the past, and that you're going to move on, and you're not going to bring it back up again because what's done is done. Whether they've acknowledged what they did you wrong. Or not. You know, you're never going to be able to sometimes get them to acknowledge that. So all you can do is let yourself know, hey, you can't change the past, so it's time to move on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I feel that message was probably more for me because I dwell a lot on the things I should have, could have, you know, all the words.
Yeah, I know.
Could have, whatever you say. Yeah, so.
And, you know, all that does is it takes up your energy, and it sucks up your positive energy and turns it into this negative energy swirl. It's like a little tornado that starts to build and build and build. And the best thing you can do is say, you know what, I'm done. I'm shaking the dust off my hands. There's nothing I can do about the past. I can't change it. So now I know I can do something about my future, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
Right. Okay.
Right?
So you feel good about the job. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so you feel good about the job.
I don't
feel
good. I feel great about the job. I don't feel good. I feel great about it. I'm getting a strong yes to the positive with a vibration.
Okay, good.
That's like
good.
A heck yeah.
And you see me there a while too, right?
You know, I'm going to ask you a question. Is this like a contract position?
It's not. Well, it's not a contract position. It's a permanent. But like I said, it was contingent on. I guess it's kind of contingent on the credit report and all these things. But
okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not concerned with that. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine with all of that. You're good to go. Call us back and let us know how much you love it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and congratulations, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's good news. I love it when people call like that.
Crazy.
We've got a couple of these tonight, haven't we?
Well, it's so nice to have them, you know, let you know that.
To validate, yeah.
Right, that
you
this
know.
Reading you gave them actually happened.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember her, actually. You know, I talked
I
to
remember
a lot
her
of people.
Too.
You do, yeah. And I remember saying that there were some things that had to come in order. And I said, great, good. I'm so happy. That's really good. I'm very, 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 very happy for her. I would hope that everybody can get together and get everything they want and get every job they want. I think the biggest thing that I have to tell people is when they've been out there, you know, pounding the pavement, trying to get a job, and they've been getting no after no after no, the reality is no one is always going to get no, period. It has never happened. People do not get consecutive no's beyond a certain number.
Right.
So every time you get a no, rub your greedy little hands together and say yeah, because now I know I'm getting closer to the yes.
Right.
And you just, every time you get a no, it's like, okay, good, that's one more no, so I have to be getting closer to the yes. And people get despondent, and they get sad, and they get depressed, and they give up. And that's a sure way not to get another job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get out there, pound the pavement, do what you have to, don't give up. Eventually you're going to get the yes, and then you'll be thrilled, right?
There you go. That's a good positive way to look at
it. It's the only way to look at it. That's the, and by the way, you are going to win the lottery. Here comes Mama
Thank
Mia.
Thank you.
I love this song.
My
okay. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe, which I can say without getting a cramp in my tongue. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are just so happy to bring you the show tonight. We're talking about bringing the show from another location just for fun.
Yeah, remote location.
Remote location. We were thinking about maybe even doing Casadega. Remember, we were thinking
that
over at the Casadega Hotel. What do you think?
That would be fun.
I should probably talk to her over there and see if she'd want us to. We could set up in the lobby and do it on a Saturday morning. I wonder if anyone would listen on a Saturday morning if we did a remote location.
How early?
Well, never too early. God
forbid.
You know
me on
I know
Saturday
you.
Morning.
Well, maybe like a Saturday from 12 to 2.
That would be great.
I don't know. You know what, folks in the chat room, let us know. Would you listen if we did one remote? Casadega is a town back from the late 1800s that's a town of spiritualists.
Mm-hmm.
And literally there are posts, and when you go in there, there is, like, nothing but, you know, old homes. They're not allowed to really add anything new, so they have to look historically, you know, as accurate as possible. And you have to go through, I believe it's 5 or 7
years. Oh, it's
years
unbelievable what they
schooling.
Have to go through.
Yeah, to become a spiritualist. They do a medium
mm-hmm.
in that community. And it's like the coolest thing in the whole world. We go there every year for Halloween because we're freaks, but it's fun. They have a
it's
really
fun,
cool,
and
it's fun.
And it's very innocent.
Tradition. We have to go again this year just for the heck
absolutely.
Of it. Absolutely. We should get, like, everybody who wants to go. Invite, like, a whole bunch of people just to
that
meet
would
us.
Be fun.
That would be fun. Maybe Susie Q could come down. Wouldn't that be great?
There you go, Susie. They're planning a little vacation.
That's it. Come down and on Halloween, and we're going to go to
I do want to go to Halloween Horror Nights, though.
You do you?
No, I don't know why. It's
you
a little crowded.
Like scary movies. What are you going to do at Halloween Horror
Nights? It's real scary. It's different than scary movies.
You think?
Well, because scary movies, then you watch a scary movie and it stays in your mind. I mean, go into something fun scary, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Nobody's actually going to kill you.
Probably, but I can't think of a better place for, like, a mass murderer to go than to go to, like, Halloween Horror Nights with a real machete.
Well, okay, great. Why don't
people
you just
be like, that's so real, and they won't realize till the end of the night when they don't get up to leave.
When there's heads flying all
yeah,
over the place.
Yeah, when that arm that was just no, see, I have my
okay, maybe I don't want to go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, see, now I've just completely convinced you, haven't I? I know. Okay, so we're going to go to the very next caller on the line who's been so, so, so kind to wait this long. And her name is, let me see if I've got it right, is this Grace?
It is Grace. Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Is
this
I'm
me,
doing
Grace?
Well. It is.
Oh,
wow.
Well, howdy. What can we do for you on this beautiful Wednesday night?
Well, I'm down here in Alabama now.
Okay, and how's that going?
Okay. Well, you know, it's going great. I mean, it's unbelievable how things have fallen into place for me, but I feel so discombobulated, and I don't know why. I feel like my head is spinning off at times,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I just look at all of these directions, you know, and like a hand on a clock that's going crazy, like where's the time going? And I'm not getting anything accomplished, and I don't know why.
I think part of what's going on, and I feel like you don't feel like you're in control of certain things. And that's
mm-hmm.
what's – am I correct in that assumption?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's when I connect to you, I just feel this. When you know, spinning is couldn't it be more accurate of a word to use? I just feel like you're kind of spinning, and I feel like I often refer to this as you're in the middle of a lake and you're paddling as hard as you can to keep your head above water, but you really don't get anywhere. And I feel like it's a control issue. Not that you have control problems. It's just that there are so many things that are outside of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I got down here and I started shredding, you know, papers and stuff, you know, everything mm-hmm. that I had boxed up, and I started, you know, shredding stuff. Well, I found a document, and it was a quadro from my divorce, which we would have been married 20 years today, as a
ooh.
Matter of fact. But
okay.
Anyway, in the divorce decree, a quadro was to be set up, and or a DOPO, a D-O-P-O, a mm-hmm. Division of Property Order, and my ex-husband was supposed to sign it. Well, I spent the money and had an attorney to mm-hmm. draw it up and everything. It got lost on his attorney's desk, so I had to file a contempt order against him while I was up in Ohio last week.
Okay.
And they told me, at the court of clerks, the little girl, she was so sweet. She says, oh, my goodness. She says, I remember you. I remember everything that you've been through. Mm-hmm. And I could just tell that, you know, she was reaching out for me because she knew, like I told her, I'm not a person to ever be in trouble. So I said, it's so sad when you don't know your court system like these criminals do.
Well,
you know,
yes, of course.
And so she helped me with it, and she said, hopefully with putting this down, you know, that he's going to have to pay your fees coming up here, court costs, your attorney fees, anything, because he's in contempt of court, you know, hopefully mm-hmm. that will just force his hand and he'll go ahead and sign it, you know?
I actually believe that's actually what's going to happen. He's gonna try and fight it, but ultimately I see it's gonna get signed, and everything's gonna be fine. Okay. But the reality of the situation is, correct me if I'm wrong, he could be very difficult.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You're very, very right. He was very
mm-hmm.
manipulative
mm-hmm.
and as a matter of fact, when I found it and I called my attorney that wrote it up, she had forgotten about it, and she had brought up his attorney, had called her, and it just pretty much got dropped as though he was my attorney calling her saying we've decided against it or something. You know, they've both been very manipulative.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, his attorney is called Bob, and my ex's name is Tom. So my sister and I laugh and call them the Bob and Tom show because they're both a bunch of jerks.
Well, there's no doubt. And I see he would cut his own nose off to spite his face. That's how difficult that he can be. And so I'm not going to say he's going to do it easily, but I think the contempt of court issue will concern him to the point where he'll do it, but he'll do it with, I mean, you can hear it in my voice, and it's like anger in his voice, so mad, so upset that he has to do this, but he'll do it. And ultimately, that's all that matters. He can't.
So you don't see me having to go back up there to fight it then?
No, right now I absolutely do not see that. I'm really not seeing
Good.
That at all, Grace. I'm really not.
Good.
Not at all.
I have felt the most out of control.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm still having to deal with this babbling idiot, you know?
Yeah.
He's just been a control freak from day one. I mean, why didn't I see this, you know? But
again, you can't change what you can't change, and we all know this, okay? You
mm-hmm.
can't change what you can't change.
Well, he's kept my daughter from me. You know, I felt like he's manipulated her and has told her vicious lies, and she feels like I've turned, and this is my own intuitive side, I feel that he has manipulated her and told her things that are untrue,
mm-hmm.
and it's turned her against me, and she doesn't know
that.
Any differently. She doesn't know any differently because she's not taking my calls. She's
mm-hmm.
not really looking at my taxes. Anything that I've tried to send her via the mail, he has manipulated and has taken out of the box, and she feels as though I have just deserted her.
Mm.
And that is the furthest thing from the truth.
But you know what? How old is she?
She's 18. She just started college. She got a 4-year scholarship, full ride.
God bless. Wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and she's a wonderful kid, and I love her dearly, and I miss her.
You know, she's at that age right now where, of course, she was impressionable, and she was being told certain things. But, you know, in the next 3 to 4 years, things are going to change greatly for her, And you will have a relationship with your daughter, so do not be concerned about that.
Good.
Okay, you will, because when they get away and they start to grow up and they start to look at different sides of things, all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, wait a second. If what he said was true, then why did this, this, and this happen? This isn't, you know, this isn't kosher. Something's not right here. And that's when you'll be able to step in and say, well, of course it's not right, you know, and of course what he said wasn't correct. So, you know, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, and then also, you know, I felt I connected really well with the last caller that you had about the forgiveness. And
yeah.
I want to know if there's any insight on myself that you feel that I need to forgive. I'm really stuck, or is it just the fact that I am blaming myself for my daughter not being in my life? You know, am I questioning that, or where do you feel that I need to forgive myself?
Well, first, I think that you do chastise yourself over not having it in your life, but let's remember why you made that decision, okay? I know that you made the decision to be the way it is for a very valid and specific reason. I do not know what that reason is, but I know that you knew what you were doing when this all came about, correct?
I'm afraid of him. He actually threatened me.
Okay.
And I know in his position something could have happened. It could have very well happened.
And you also knew that he wouldn't hurt your daughter.
Right.
So, based on that, you had to do what was best for her. I mean, you certainly didn't want him going to jail and you being maybe not alive. We also know
right.
that there were just so many. I know, believe me, I know you didn't have a choice here. So, you know, it does kind of go to the last caller. And, again, it's a common theme because you have to agree that it's okay to remember that you can't change the past. And everybody does the very best that they can at the time. And that's, I think, people forget. You know, they often go back and say, I wish I coulda, shoulda, woulda. But the truth is, you did the best you could under the circumstances with what was available to you at that time. And I don't doubt that if you had to do it over again and the circumstances were the same, you'd do the exact same thing. You really do not have a choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So again, my suggestion to you, what I'm going to tell you to do, is I'm going to tell you to, you know, just forget about the past. Now, you can't forget it, but what you have to do to forget it is to remember that you can't change it, and you did everything that you could have. And so, yes, you made a decision. Some things in life just aren't fair, and it's not fair that you had to go through this. But does that mean you have to regret it? No. Because there's nothing to regret. You did the best that you could do the entire time. Hindsight's always 20/20. Yeah, you might have tweaked something here and there, but again, we don't have the privilege of hindsight when we're actually going through the thing, you know? So so you've done everything you can, and you just have to agree that you can't change what's already taken place. All you can do is worry about today, which will automatically take care of tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you always try to keep the lines of communication open with your daughter. There's no other way than to just keep trying and always make the offer, always make a phone call even though they're not accepted, maybe send a card, and don't stop because eventually she will open up, okay?
Well, I'm hoping now that she's in college that, you know, I can send something to her dorm address and she will get it. She will start getting things now, whereas before she didn't, you know.
Yeah, that I totally understand. That I totally understand.
I really think she will.
She really will turn around. So I don't want you to be worried about that. Cool. Now, what happened with Jay?
What happened with Jay? You know, nothing has happened with Jay. I'm still head over heels in love with Jay. He is adorable. We still chat and talk and everything. I don't know if my moving here, my whole energy changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. And then I like the other caller, I have a lot of fear because of all the manipulation that my ex-husband did to me and mm-hmm. the hurt. I mean, I trusted him like I trusted my father, who I adored and just worshipped, you know. My daddy was everything to me, and, you know, I just always wanted to be the perfect daughter that, you know, and never sure. wanted to ever, you know, and I think I'm just so afraid that of being hurt again. It was horrible, and I know that you see where my daughter seen the pain that I went through.
Of course.
And she couldn't, and I don't think she could take it, you know?
No, she shut down, and then she rationalized it. Mm-hmm. And she will eventually stop rationalizing what happened and say, wow, that was so wrong. And she'll have guilt issues over it, but you're going to have to let her know that it wasn't her job to protect you, okay?
Right.
You'll have to let her know that, all right, Grace? Grace,
okay.
I will pray for you. Jessica will pray for you for
absolutely.
Sure. Just know that the one of the reasons you're having this energy, this down energy, is I just feel like you're not in control where you are right now. And because that control has been taken away from you, you just don't have the ability to make some changes there. And that it's very frustrating to you, and I feel like it's draining you.
Well, my sister also, you know, I moved down here, and my sister and brother-in-law are mm-hmm. here. And it's like ever since I've moved here, my whole sister's energy has changed. You know, I'm
yeah.
the older sister, and yet she feels like she's the mother. You know what I mean?
Oh,
she's
I do
like,
know.
You should do this, and this. And
uh-huh.
I, you know, and I know I'm going to have to grab the reins, but I do not want to hurt her feelings.
I know. All I can tell you is better times are coming, okay? Hold on. Don't give up. Yeah, they are. Better times are coming. And just remember, be flexible, and the sun's going to come out tomorrow, so don't worry, okay? It will come out.
Thank you, girls. Well, I will keep in touch with you.
Very good. Please do. We will pray for you. And like I said, the sun will come out. Don't worry. I promise you that. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Grace. Have a wonderful night.
Bye, Grace.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, very sweet. Very, very sweet. We're going to take a very short break, and then next on the line we have Linda from Florida, I believe it says. So we'll come back to her in just a second. And this one goes out to Grace because the sun will come for her.
It's all right. It's all in. It's me.
back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. If you ever want to have a private reading with me, not on air, privately, you can call me at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Or you can go to the website at drginny.com. That's
www.drginny.com.
D-R-G-I-N-N-Y.com. That's so good. Okay, perfect. You know what time it is before we take the next caller? You know what time it is, don't you?
It is.
Yes, it's time for you to lose. That rock, paper, scissors. 1, 2, 3, go. I win.
You know, why do I like scissors so much?
Jessica's going down to the rusty old mailbox to get the mail out. We brought her back from Casadega.
Oh, yeah.
I think
and she won't
did.
Leave.
She's not leaving. We'll deliver her back on Halloween, and we'll find a new
there
witch for her box, okay? All right, go ahead and grab any one of those. I mean, there's...
I'll give you...
Just pick one. No, wait, if there's one I want to read, because it's going to be fun. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that scares me.
I know.
Okay, this is addressed to Dr. Ginny and Miss Jessica.
Yes.
Okay, I have been in a relationship for 2 years, and the man that I'm with keeps promising to spend more time with me. I have never been to his home, and we only see each other every other weekend. Do you think he's serious? And this is from Diane C. from Bellow Falls, Vermont.
Okay, Diane. You're from Vermont's a pretty small place relative to a lot of the places where the populations are big. And what I will tell you is, married.
Yeah,
if that's not going off
that.
In your head, oh, my goodness, it should be. I'm telling you, I'm getting a strong married feel, yeah. And I think that's what's going on, right, Jessica?
I would have said that,
you
too.
You don't have to be psychic to figure this out. When a man doesn't allow you to visit him at his home, you spend no social time in his home after 2 years.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
And he only
wrong.
Sees you, what is it, did it say every other weekend?
Every other weekend, yeah.
Okay, that means that his wife or significant other has something that she has to do every other week. Maybe she, I don't know. But all I'm telling you is if, I would say he's probably married, and I think it's something you need to surprise him one day. I always think.
Yeah, other weekend.
If you're with somebody who's spending weekends with you every other weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you go to his house, he should be absolutely, positively thrilled.
I would be spying on him.
Well, I don't like to call it spying.
I would be
educating myself.
Watching his home.
You know, I will tell you. There, you know, I have many calls like this, and I had a particular client who literally, the man lied to her and lied to her and lied to her, and she did go to his house and sat outside his house.
Oh, really?
And waited for him to come home, and his car was in the garage. And then he comes out the front door when the school bus came get his children off the bus.
Oh, gosh.
At which point she jumps out of her car and says, "Yoo-hoo!" She was across the street, kind of catty corner out of business, and he sent the kids inside. And
wow.
She had to leave real quick because his wife was due home any minute.
Oh, that's so horrible. How horrible.
And these things happen, and I don't want to say, you know, am I right on this? I'd put money on it. I'm sorry, but, you know.
And that would have been my first impression, too.
You know, I know it probably sounds harsh, but...
Well, why spend so much time, 2 years of your life with someone?
If you've got 2 years vested with somebody and they haven't invited you to their home, and I guarantee you've not spent any holidays with his family.
Right.
I guarantee it, because he's spending it with his wife or significant other.
Can you imagine finding that out? Oh, my God, I'd probably go insane.
It happens all the time. And you know what it is? Here's the problem. When clients call in like that, you would think, well, my gosh, how silly. How could they, you know, they must know. It must be obvious. If it was obvious, they wouldn't be doing it. And it's certainly not silly, and I'll tell you why. You start dating, and they come to you, and they take you out, and they say they're, you know, they're busy traveling or whatever. And after about, you know, a couple, 3-4 months, you start to fall for the person.
Right.
And then there's the rational part of your mind, and then the other part that says, you know, okay, Nate, you start rationalizing what they're telling you, and you create these fantasies where it's probably true because maybe he lives in a messy place, or maybe he's not proud of where he lives. And these are the type of things that I hear women say when they say the man won't ever let them come to where he lives.
Right.
There is a reason for it. All kinds of red flags should go up when you see that. Okay. I'm going to take another one here, and this is the one I pulled out because I did see it earlier.
Yeah, this scares me.
I know. That's why I yanked it out of here. I didn't want you to see it. Okay, this is fun. This is not addressed to me. This is addressed to Jessica.
Gee, why am I not surprised?
You knew it. You knew it. I knew I'd see something like this when I saw it. My name is Montel, and I live in Ipswich, Mass. I'm a single man who has been looking for the right woman for quite some time. I just heard your show a few weeks ago and had to go back and listen to all the blogcasts. Your voice is like a melody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. And I enjoy your quick wit and Jessica-isms.
Do I have Jessica-isms?
That's in quotations. So now, everybody, we know what to call Jessica's quick-witted sayings. They are now Jessica-isms.
Wow.
He says, I would love to correspond with you and maybe perhaps one day meet with you. Do you date African-American men? Let me know. You have my email address. Montel.
Well, that puts me right on the spot, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Right here. And it's not like I asked you in front of just a couple of people.
Ask me in front of thousands of people.
Yeah. So what do you say there, Jessica?
Montel, I will definitely email you.
Okay.
There is my response.
There you go. That's very nice.
You are so funny. And if you all haven't noticed, she is continually trying to fix me up with someone.
Yes, because my husband and I want to go on double dates with you and your whoever you're going on.
I know.
That's why it makes life easier, you know? It just
and
makes
I am
easier.
Sadly the pickiest human being alive, and I can relate
picky.
To all these callers that call in because I too am afraid to get hurt, and once I start really feeling something for someone, I have a tendency to kind of run away.
That's right. And I want to state something here because, you know, Daniel is in the chat room. Once again, he's local, and he says, hey, Jessica likes bald fat guys. Hey, now. And he's right.
And
he's
you know what? Of course,
right.
You had to throw that out there one day. I don't like only bald fat guys.
No, but you do like bald fat guys.
Okay.
No. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Enough said.
But you know what? Send me some guy with a six-pack and a full head of hair. I'll take that, too.
Do you mean a bud?
No!
Oh. I'm getting in trouble here. Okay, as
we change the subject here.
I'm folding these up. We've got to put these all in the vat.
All right, let me grab
okay.
the vat. That's
grab
way
the vat.
Too heavy. I need something to wheel it in.
Yeah, and you do need something to wheel it in. You almost knocked your coffee over trying to lift that thing up. Okay, going in, reaching in. All righty, here we go. And the winner is Melody B, as in boy, Melody B, and she is from Stillwater, Minnesota.
Ooh, yay,
Minnesota.
Melody.
Yay, Melody. You will get a call from us tomorrow morning. Not really a call. You're going to get an email because that doesn't look anything like a call.
And it won't really be from me.
And it won't be from Jessica. It'll be totally from me. But you'll get an email from me. It'll say Dr. Ginny in the subject line, and you have won a free 30-minute reading with myself. So I look forward to that. And Elizabeth Rose said, do not spill the coffee. And she almost did.
I almost did.
Her coffee almost went over because you should see, yeah, we're wired pretty hard.
Well, we are, and I have this ginormo cup of coffee that keeps me going.
It really is ginormo.
Till 10 o'clock.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, we have pretty, yeah, we do. You know what I think we should do now?
What?
Take another caller. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
We have Linda, who's been waiting for a little while here. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to your show, and I'm grateful you took my call tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And are you calling from Florida?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Fabulous. Great. Well, go ahead and ask your question.
I would like to know if you see romance in my future. In the past, I've been married and divorced. I wasn't actively dating because I really wasn't trying. I was just working on myself, and I took on personal responsibilities. those are all completed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I'm ready. I've learned so much. I have spiritually grown in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have to be a man that believes and has a faith,
mm-hmm.
and has good morals and ethics. I'm not a stick in the mud, but I also have I feel I have a good foundation, and I would like them to have the same.
Well, a couple of things I want to ask you. What made you such a caregiver personality? Because it's like you were, I don't want to say taken advantage of, but that's the
yes,
sense
I was.
I'm getting. Yeah, okay.
I was, because I had a brother that was born physically challenged, and later in life, my mother had MS, and unfortunately, my siblings weren't, they were not supportive, or did they help?
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't. I knew it was the right thing. So I'm not acting like a hero. It was the right thing to do. I wanted to do it because I loved her, and I could not put her in a nursing home. She was so young, and I knew that would, she would lose her desire, her will to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you're right.
I understand that.
Yes,
I think
yes,
you make
understand.
Excuses,
so,
though.
It was joy taking care of her. It was not a
I know
was,
that. Because
it was a
you
burden,
loved her.
You know, physically draining, but at the same time, my heart couldn't have it any other way. So
right.
It was the right thing to do. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes, with my brother was the same thing, but I trusted him with my finances, and that was probably the most tragic experience I ever had in my life. But I'm by myself. My faith is keeping me strong. I'm still blessed, even though just about all my savings from working was stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying to you, I need a man with a good foundation that understands when you have a good conversation, and also that is in check with life, doesn't just get up every day and do the routine. They stop to
right.
smell the coffee, smell the roses, and
mm-hmm.
And that's
well,
what I'm looking for. I'm still learning too.
I'm going to tell you a couple of things. First of all, you're very gracious in how you just explained how you became the caregiver. We both know, you and I, that others could have stepped in and helped, but said they didn't have the opportunity, didn't have the availability, et cetera, correct? But the reality is there were ways other people could have helped, because just like you made yourself available, they could have. There's always a way where there's a will. Okay, but I think it was very eloquent the way you just put that, and I think that's really cool. What I'm going to tell you is a couple of different things here. I know that you're ready to have some fun, okay? And when I say have some fun, I really feel like you need to kick it. Now, I don't know if you know what that means. But I think
yeah,
you
I do know what it means. I'm a free-spirited person, but at the same time, you know, there's a time and place for everything. Yes.
Of course.
I know
of
exactly
course.
What you're saying.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so you need to loosen it up a little bit, because I feel like the persona that you're putting out there is extremely straight-laced. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but I also have a lot of fears because of the financial rug that was pulled out underneath me.
You were stolen. You were stolen.
Oh, you don't.
End
you would
story,
not.
I
you
know.
Would be choking if you knew the amount. Yeah, I don't have my financial security, and I don't have the ages, the
right.
the age, on my side to regain every. This is something I worked for all my life.
I totally get it, and I mean I know it was
yeah.
absolutely you were stolen from. But what I'm going to tell you are these three things, and these are the three things that I'm being shown. You need to, of course, you need to be conscious of protecting yourself and your financial status. Of course you need to, because what little you have, you need to hold on to. However, I will also tell you that you need to forgive the past. And again, every show seems to have a common thread, as this does, and I'm being shown that you carry the past with you, you wear it like armor. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I did forgive my brother, but I can't
mm-hmm.
forget because I realize he's a bigger victim This was a scheme planned, I hate to say it, but by a school teacher that's in our system teaching our children.
I don't doubt it.
She worked with a physically challenged, so she knew exactly what to say to my brother, and he fell for it. And anyway, it was one of those tragedies, and he told her our assets, and she convinced him she loved him and wanted to marry him, and he wanted a normal life. So he had to sell his soul. So he's a bigger victim than I am, but it's hard to let it go because he shows no remorse.
Well, of course. You know, what you have to remember is that, again, as the thing goes, it stinks. Let's be honest. It stinks that you have no legal recourse. It stinks that you can't get it back. It stinks that it happened to you. You're a kind, you're a giving person. Yes, it stinks. There's probably other words I could use, but I wouldn't. The point is, you can't change it. Do you acknowledge that you can't change what has happened?
Oh yes. Yes, it's the hurt. Because, excuse me, she's getting a small pension. The school board, instead of terminating her, they force her to resign. So she's getting a pension, and then at a certain age she'll be getting Social Security. So she will always be taken care of, where the money she's taken from me when I'm in my golden years, I won't have the life that I worked for. And this is going to somebody that has no remorse, no gratitude, and has a severe drug addiction. This is why she did this. And it's sad, and that upsets me, because I think education is a blessing, and she's an educated woman. There was no reason for her to do this. There should be no reason if you're educated or not. But she was
totally
blessed.
Agree with totally.
You know,
totally.
I beat all the odds. Yeah, so I think you understand what I'm trying to say. I don't sit there and do poke a voodoo doll, what I would like to have done to her.
No,
but
no,
the
no,
hurt
no.
is so deep. I don't. I realize, but that's my spiritual.
But what
my spirituality is hurt.
Problem. You are wrapping yourself in armor of anger, of sadness, of negative energy. You wrap it around you, and this is part of the problem. You wear it. That's your armor. You go out of the house every day. You're the victim. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. I try to act strong, but inside I'm hurting.
Yeah, of course. And I'm going to ask you one more time. Can you change the past?
No. No.
Okay. You can't change it. There's nothing you can do about it. What can you do tomorrow to make sure that the next day is good? You can start moving forward instead of living in the past. You can unzip that coat of armor that you've been wearing all this time, and you're so afraid to let anybody in. But at the same time, you will never have a relationship with anyone if you don't let them in. Period. End of story. You agree with me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So we know what needs to be done. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm being shown that the forgiveness that you need to feel isn't so much forgiving the woman for what she did, because what she did was wrong, but acknowledging it, just as you did tonight, that there's nothing you can do about it, and life isn't always fair, and it is what it is. But by continuing to drape yourself in all of this negative energy, you allow her to keep, if you'll excuse the expression, screwing you over again and again and again and again. And you know what? Don't let her do it anymore. Don't give her the power. It's all in your control. You choose whether or not you're going to give her any more power, and you don't have to. So when you get off the phone tonight, you make the decision that you are no longer going to dwell on what happened in the past, because you cannot change it. And no matter how much you dwell on it, it's not going to change the fact that it did happen and it cannot be changed. And so what you're going to do is you're going to sit down tomorrow and you're going to say, what can I do to start to create the kind of life that I want, because I'm in control and I am not giving power to that woman ever again. And then you start outlining what you need to do on a daily basis to start taking control back of your life, and then you start living that plan.
Well, I've already done.
Okay.
Yes, that's basically what I'm doing now for the healing.
Okay.
I find gratitude for what I have, not what was taken. And
amen.
I do have a planned life. That's why I was asking about romance, because I would like to have a relationship.
Relationship is not only coming, but here's and I only have about 40 seconds to tell you this, because the show automatically cuts off. But what I'm being shown is you will find this person that you're looking for, this what you will consider the miracle man, because he'll have everything that you want. I'm being shown to be optimistic about it. I'm also being shown that you're going to be doing a lot of traveling with him. So, and he will commit to you. He will commit to you. And you'll have the opportunity to travel, which means he must have money. I know that you're not in a position to do that. I see that once you meet him and you're in a committed relationship, you're going to be sleeping a lot better, which is important because you don't sleep as well as you could. You know what I'm talking about? And I also I also see a move coming up for you after the commitment. Now, the show's going to click off, so I don't want to do it while you're still on the phone. I hope this has been helpful. I will pray for you. Feel free to call me privately, you know, if you'd like to get a reading, or call us back on another Wednesday night. I hate to cut you short, but the show will cut off now, okay? So I don't want to do that to you.
I appreciate
it. Oh, you're so welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time to speak to me. I truly do.
You're so welcome. Just remember,
and
move forward.
And maybe in the future I can speak to you as a little counseling. Maybe I'm going to check that out, okay?
I would suggest you do. I think it's a good idea. Give me a call, like I said, after the show. I think it would be better. You know, we could talk about this a little bit. I think you could benefit from some spiritual counseling for sure. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
God
very
bless
much.
You, Linda. Thank
it.
You. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Well, wow. It's tough. It's tough when you've been cheated, but you have to move forward.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be what she's going to do now in the future, and I know she'll be able to move forward, and I know that she'll be able to you can't change the past, but you can change today.
Right.
That's what you need to focus on. Focus all that energy that you pull from the stuff that's unhappy makes you unhappy, and that's not a good thing at all. You know what this means, Jessica?
What does this mean?
This means it is the close to another wonderful show. We here at the Christian Psychic Cafe, because I can now say it without, again, getting a
That's
tongue
good.
Twister.
That's good.
We here at the Christian Psychic Cafe, we want to thank everybody for listening. We hope you've all enjoyed the show. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody on the lines. I surely did try. Please, if you want to call in next week, we'll be here Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Wednesday night is a live show. We do run our shows, repeats of shows. We've got like 40 in the can, so we do repeat them usually 7 p.m. during the weeknights. There's a different show on every night. But our live show is every single Wednesday night, and we love the fact that you all call in and you take the time to listen to us. Jessica, do you have anything you want to say?
No, well, we'll see you next Wednesday.
That sounds good. Don't forget, right here. Take care, everybody. Thanks again.